If companies continue to hire and promote women at current rates, the number of women in management will only increase just by 1% point over the next 10 years. This is according to a research published by McKinsey in the USA. But if companies start hiring and promoting women and men to manage at equal rates over the next 10 years, parity in management will be close. We're talking about 48% women versus 52% men. Donna Rachelson, a branding and marketing specialist and a CEO of Brand and Marketing U, an author of South Africa's best-selling book, Play to Win, What Women Can Learn from Men in Business, joins us now to chat about this issue. I mean, think about it. South Africa obviously lags the US when it comes to these, the workplace trends. But what more needs to happen then in our country to get this right? Donna, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation.
It's a pleasure.
Donna, it's not just, though, we talk about numbers initially of, you know, the percentages of women in power in South Africa, but there's so many other things to consider, even for the women that are already in those powerful positions in the workplace.
Exactly. I was just having a little chuckle at your person who messaged in Mazingwe, who said, you know, there are too many women in positions of power, and, you know, are we going to kind of see a situation where actually it's a problem? You know, I always look at the stats. And if we look in South Africa, we know that, you know, women are totally underrepresented. In fact, only 20% of South African companies have women in senior management position, and probably as many as about 20% as well have absolutely no women in senior manager positions. And another interesting stat is on the JSE Top 40 last July, only one female was a CEO. So we, you know, the situation is not as buoyant and positive in South Africa, and there is a lot that needs to be done.
Let's talk about that. What can be done to improve the situation?
I've always come from a perspective of looking at both sides of the coin. So I do think that women need to look at themselves differently. Hence, I wrote the book, Play to Win, What Women Can Learn from Men in Business. And it doesn't highlight that women need to be different. Women have great strengths that they need to bring and harness in the workplace. But the world of work was created by men, and there are rules that men play by. So what I talk about there are issues like business is a game, don't take it personally, ditch the small incremental moves, say it, it doesn't have to be 100%. But on the other side of the coin, I do think that men need to start thinking differently about women. And I do believe that men must view gender diversity as a business imperative in business. I think this is a major step that needs to happen.
And in terms of government getting involved, we've seen that, you know, there's been that push on the side of government. But what else should government be doing, or what more should government be doing when it comes to this conversation?
Quotas, I think, play an important role, but we can't get hooked on quotas. And the reason for that is that a lot of discrimination in the workplace tends to be a bit more subtle. There is a term, and it's quite interesting because it's actually documented in the Encyclopedia and Dictionaries, called microaggression. And what that term refers to is the fact that women actually need to provide more evidence of their competence, whereas it's often assumed that men have the necessary competence to perform a role. A woman needs to prove herself a lot more. And that is, you know, it's an issue, and it's a problem, because women are constantly trying to fit in, trying to prove themselves, deal with all the challenges that it takes as being a woman. Interestingly enough, women are twice as likely to be taken for someone in a junior position, as, you know, as opposed to men who are just assumed to be in a more senior position. So there are a lot of challenges that women face, and I believe that men in the workplace, especially kind of senior management, need to be aware of this. What's also very interesting is that in terms of the talent pipeline, it tends to be compromised. And the reason being is that women are not being recruited or promoted to such an extent as men are in the workplace.
All right. In terms of your parting words, Don, I mean, and talking about this, do you believe that South Africans, I mean, in terms of maturity state, are we a country that's matured enough to really be having this conversation, or do we still need more growing?
I certainly think we need more growing. There's interesting research, and we actually are past debating the integral role that women play in growing economies. We know that companies with more executives, women executives, are more profitable. There's a stat that says companies that have at least 30% representation of women in senior management position had increases of profitability of 50%. I work a lot in the entrepreneurial ecosystem, and we know that women entrepreneurs make fabulous entrepreneurs, but they're not getting the same kind of funding that men are. So I definitely think that we're not where we need to be, and robust conversations need to continue to ensure that we get to where we need to be.
Donna, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And certainly it's a conversation that I believe you and me will continue to have during the course of the year. A very good morning to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That is Donna Rachelson, CEO of Branding and Marketing U.